On Monday night, Prince Edward County Committee of the Whole approved of changes to the county's short-term accommodations STA regime, which included a ban on all secondary residence STAs going forward, following July's special STA meeting where councillors instructed staff to amend and refine the proposed changes. Committee voted and approved the following near-final recommendations: a $4,000 fine for failing to post STA license numbers on any STA advertisement, steeper fines for unlicensed STAs, which will begin at $10,000 and then graduate up to $50,000 for egregious offenders, a 45 calendar day limit for those wishing to fully rent out their primary residence, and a ban on future secondary residence STAs besides those already grandfathered. For the latter change, committee voted 8-5 in favor instead of an alternative option which would have allowed for one secondary residence STA per natural person. Councillor Kate McNaughton, who voted for the ban, remarked, "This is exactly what we embarked upon years ago," while Councillor Bill Roberts, who also voted in favor, subsequently brought forward a motion to reconsider the ban, but it failed. When asked about his reasoning, Councillor Roberts remarked,
"There is no doubt that when we began this process back in 2018, 19, 2017 even, as we came to know more and more about how the Airbnb system worked, we quickly came to the conclusion as council that whole home STAs were having a serious impact on our communities. We're looking at something like a third of the residences in Wellington being Airbnbs, possibly even a larger number in Bloomfield. So the idea of no more secondary residences, no more whole home STAs is an honest one. And it is true that that's where we started, and as per the vote tonight, that's where we ended. But as we heard from our chief administrative officer, there was also some risk in the early presentation that the number of changes that would be required and the timelines left in this council could put us right to November. And the second option was not a bad option. The second position was limiting to single ownership of one STA per natural person or per corporation. It wasn't a bad option, but it was certainly one that would involve less process in getting to the finish line in this council. So, it was one of those things where there's the only thing worse than making a bad decision is making a bad decision and not being willing to reconsider it and to have a fuller and more fulsome discussion just to make sure we're heading in the right direction. The CAO then spoke, once the motion to reconsider was on the table, that she could confirm, and she did it very instantaneously, having consulted with staff, that we could get this done and through by, I think it was September 17th, or in that area, which is comforting. But we've also seen that process, public hearings, planning meetings, referrals, etc., do bring about delay. And one thing I really want to bring closure on in this term of council is where we are going for the next years with short-term accommodations in a way that protects the heritage and communities here in Prince Edward County, and is also moderate and reasonable for folks who want to run businesses and make a livelihood here.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.